ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
केवल सुनेंगे नहीं।
We'll not just listen to the topic today. The topic for today is the dance of happiness. We'll dance in happiness, and we learn to turn as and when I talk about the topic. In a house where God Himself has come as a guest, when the fortune is smiling at that person, nobody will be as lucky as that person. Yesterday, we listened to Baba's Murli. If you want to know about spiritual intoxication, you should ask my children. This is what Baba said yesterday. God Himself has come to teach us. God is teaching and we are in front of Him. For we children, God Himself has come to give all His inheritance. We should remember this. It's really important to be happy according to the time. And our happiness will save us from a lot of things, including disease. The main dose of a disease is that of the happiness. In order to protect ourselves from different things, it's really important to increase the happiness because the play is twisted now. We know what is going and the time is coming towards the end and the yuga is going to change. There's a different age that's coming. It's really difficult and people are facing difficulty to be happy day by day. We have to make this a discipline in our life. We have to make this a part of our life to be happy. We should always try to remain happy. We should be happy. Happiness, godly intoxication, bliss, all these terms are connected with one another and it starts with happiness. Happiness and godly intoxication. It should go hand in hand. If we have godly intoxication, then nobody's bad words won't affect us, nor will we deceive ourselves from happiness. First thing, a person who is really sensitive or fragile and who thinks that nobody should say anything to me. If anyone doesn't say anything to me, I'll be happy. No one can remain happy like this. But the one who thinks like this, whoever wants to say whatever they want, they can do and say whatever they want, but nobody can take away my happiness from me because I and the master of my happiness. So you have to check yourself. Some people say that if others tries to say something, I will react. Even if other people tries to say something to you, you should remain in your own state of happiness. Definitely there'll be issues that will be coming in your life and there'll be people who say different things to you. At times the situation gets over, at times people say truth or false. But according to the power of your knowledge, with the power of your knowledge, you have to face these situations. You should take others' words lightly. People take others' words very seriously. Papa has taught us a lot of things. Papa wants we children to dance in happiness. If God sees that with children, own children is not happy, people will start telling God that, make your children happy first. We so we should remain always in happiness so that other people understand who is teaching us. And Baba is giving us direction in every single path, every single instep. But people, if one person says something, they become, they tell. So make yourself powerful. We have listened to Baba's words. People who won't stop talking about different subjects, why should you leave your happiness? The meaning of which is, your happiness is weak as compared to their words. You have given your key of happiness in others' hands. You have to make yourself strong, and you have to use the power of knowledge to make yourself strong. And you have to accept this fact that definitely people won't stop talking behind your back. Just listen and see with this view. People won't stop talking about different things. So main difficulty comes when our own people or family members or close ones talk about us. Mothers come and tell that my daughter-in-law insults me. Mother-in-law also insults daughter-in-law. That you should listen to me. You should follow my instructions. So the daughter-in-law becomes unhappy or starts to tilt. There will definitely be such situations in life, but we have to remain stable and happy. Baba's version is, there will be definitely problem that will be coming, and definitely the problem will go, but your happiness is forever. It's imperishable. We have listened to Abhyut Murli 15 days back. If in your service, if you're happy, you're losing happiness, and in a particular service, if your stability or state is becoming up and down, then leave that service, is what Baba said. See, the soldiers in the Himalayas, near the border of China, they are fighting. There's no facilities like we have here, but they accept the situation. They remain there in Siachen for 6 months, 3 months, 6 months. So we also have to use our thought power. There's a lot of power in our thoughts. We have to accept this, that we will have to listen in the path of life. We will have to listen to what others say. A lot of old souls that sitting here, definitely you have to listen. If any person does something good, others will talk only about those persons. Definitely if one person does something, definitely there will be some kind of mistakes too. But accept that if you want to lead somewhere, if you want to reach towards success, you will have to accept this but not lose your happiness. You have to create a thought. You have to check and accept the thought whether your happiness is of higher priority or the problems or what others said about you is of higher priority. People get scared and people get irritated that this person is disturbing the vibration. People will think only those things that we think about ourselves. So this kind of situation is disturbing people, that this person is disturbing me, this person is disturbing my name, this person is defaming me. I have to do something and this person is not allowing me to go forward in my path. And eventually we lose our happiness. Baba knows what we are. Why should we have to prove ourselves to the people? Why should we prove to others that I did not do this, I did not say this, what the other person said is false, I am right. Leave all these. Remain in your stable self-respect stage. If your truth, if you are not lying, if you are truthful, remain in the stage of stability. So you don't have to go and prove the truth. You have to understand that your happiness is priceless. Baba has told us a secret. Your state, the effect of your state is spreading throughout the world. So understand your value, understand your responsibility. You're not the mother just of the home. You're not just the father of four children. Your every single thought, your stable stage, your effect of purity, your effect of happiness, and your effect of elevated thoughts is spreading throughout the world. So you are so much responsible. If you shake the whole tree, Kalpvriksh will shake. Understand that you are the root. If you become happy, the vibrations of happiness will spread throughout the world. Because your happiness is not worldly happiness, it's not the happiness from worldly gains. This happiness is godly blessing to you. If someone gives you any gift, you become happy. If you give a gift to someone, your fortune smiles at you. A person who has a lot of expectations in life, that person won't be able to remain happy. That person continues to become thirsty and look at others, that this person should praise me, and if they say something, I'll be happy. I will be happy if this person doesn't do anything towards me, if that person doesn't defame me, if the situation doesn't come, I'll be happy. You have to make your happiness more powerful. Your happiness is not like a touch-me-not plant. Your happiness should not be affected by anything. One thing is influence. And the other thing is looking with a thirsty vision towards others. If you have this kind of vision, you won't be able to be happy. Also, if you get influenced by anything, it will also grab your happiness away. You have to look at yourself deeply. There are a lot of situations in life in the past. Just check if those situations are grabbing away your happiness from you. If you have held your past, if you hold on to the past, how much ever bitter your past is, that won't become a blessing to you, that will become a curse. The person, because of the past failure, past difficulties, people learn from that and go forward, and their failures and their weakness becomes the blessing. There are a lot of people who did this in their life. They have become so much unsuccessful, and then they learned from this and became so great and successful. So do not hold on to the past, especially the children of God. You have to understand one important thing. do not live in the past. Past is over. It will come only after 5,000 years, and people start to become sad. Why? It will repeat after 5,000 years. It's a fact. It will happen only after 5,000 years. It happens only once. In this world drama, there's a wonderful secret of the world drama that one incident will happen only once in drama. So continue to leave the past. Do not hold on to the past. Listen carefully. The one who has held on to the other's words, listen carefully. If you have held it on to other's words or the past memory, then the good luck that's coming to you, you won't be able to see that because you have already held on to negative and the past. So clean your mind from the past. This is a blessing of God we have with ourselves. But we have held on to the past. Then the time will go in front of us and we just stand there and watch. So if you want to grab on to the golden opportunity, do not hold on to small words of others. This drama is constantly in movement, it's constantly moving. Because the situation that will come in a drama, it will come only once. That's why just leave that. See, the nature is also helping us leave a lot of things. Time is moving forward, drama is moving forward. We have to turn and think about it. And we have to check that we are not influenced by different things. You have to do a wonderful homework. I'm giving the homework for 1-2 months. January month is coming from Baba's Murli. The sentence or the point which gives you a lot of happiness and the point which gives you a lot of intoxication. Take that point, keep on reading that point. Then that point, that influence of that point will take away the influence of bad situations, and the vibrations of happiness is spreading in the brain and will spread in the body and will solve your problems and in your family. See, in a family where there's happiness, there'll be the doors of success will open. And if you're just searching for happiness, then a lot of doors gets closed in that family. In the family, a lot of things are happening. And a lot of issues are increasing. Because the karmic accounts are getting settled. Just accept these facts. And if you are able to remain very light and happy, then the situations will move faster, obstacles will be destroyed in your life. If you have to go through operation or undergo a treatment, it will be easy for you. So accept this, that you should be light inside, and then accept the happiness part of your life. Take points from the Murli. See, I remember one point from Baba's Murli. Baba said, child, God has come as a guest in your home. When people hear this, they might think that they are living in their own imaginary world. Baba says, Baba has come to give you paradise. Baba is holding paradise in Baba's hand and is gifting it to you. People are not able to grab out of wealth here. See, Baba said that through your study from here, you are able to accumulate wealth for 21 years. 21 baths. Baba said in one movie that, see, Baba has come in your hands. It is a worship from Sakar Mulli. So we should close our palms and hold Baba tightly. I remember version from Surdar's poem. He was blind and then one day he fell in a pit. It was a bit deep, the pit was a bit deep. He thought that he will sing a song and someone might listen and someone might come. So he started singing. Somebody came and then held the hand and took him out and then he left. He felt that this was not anybody else but God Himself. Then he said a version. His poem said that by considering myself as weak, where are you leaving? But where can you leave from my heart? You cannot leave from my heart. Shiv Baba is the ultimate. Just see, you can't take Shiv Baba from me. Baba says, I'm in combined form. Baba said that children are much more powerful than me, that I am in combined form with you, but children are much more powerful, that child takes me every. Children puts me away from me. So always remember to Baba's version from Murli and good versions daily, which makes you happy, along with the meditation in the morning. Give positive thoughts in your mind. These thoughts give charges you and create elevated thoughts. So early morning, tell yourself that even though the situations come, even though the negative situation come, it will touch you and then it will become a positive thing and then go away. Because a negative situation, when it comes in your life because of your positive thoughts, it will transform into positivity and move away. Someone says negative and because of your good wishes, they also turn to positive. Other person says bad words towards you because they have ego inside. Make your state so powerful. Whenever you are alone, just sing good song or listen to good song. Just dance once in a day at your room. Nobody might be seeing you. I know that mothers know very well how to dance. If your intellect are open and when your hands get open, dance is also a wonderful exercise. And you will see this influence throughout the day. The influence on your mind, intellect, in your family. Last, just remember one thing. If you convert small things to big issues, they will be thirsty of happiness. And if a person knows how to convert big things into small, they will learn how to dance in happiness. Om Shanti.